We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast that dives into social relationships and why the investment you put into them is so important. Your host, Lori Hybu, will connect with industry-leading professionals and dive into their networking experiences and expert advice.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week, we've got an encore guest, Martha Kerrigan. She was actually here on episode number 20. If you want to listen to that original episode to get a little bit more background on Martha, feel free to. But I will introduce her real quickly. Martha Kerrigan is the president and CEO of Big Shoes Network, a family of niche job boards and resources serving the Midwest and Southeast. Big Shoes Network specializes in advertising, digital and traditional communication, graphic and web design, marketing, public relations, and social media industries. Martha is responsible for business development, strategic marketing, and financial management. Martha, welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. That's wonderful.
So fun. You are a first official encore guest.
I never leave, right?
Nothing wrong with that. So our original conversation was back in April of 2017, a couple years ago. What's changed in your world since the last time we chatted?
Well, my world consists of my work personally and then the industry. And so as far as Big Shoes Network goes, what's changed with that is we've added sort of under the current a consulting arm called Next Steps because we have been doing so much personal branding and some professional branding for individuals in the industry. And we thought, why not get paid for that since we'd already been doing it for hundreds of folks and also recruitment marketing. The second area would be within the industry. What's changed? Oh, my goodness. You know, 2 years, 2.5 years is quite a long time. So we've seen a lot of fluctuations in the agency world, which is part of our business. We're seeing a lot of fluctuations with big agencies, mergers, acquisitions, growth, laying off, a lot of swings. With there are a lot more smaller agencies out there, I would say 2 to 30 people. Big corporations are bringing agencies in-house, which might be one of the reasons for the massive fluctuations.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the agencies that are out there have changed their business model to being all full-time staff or full-time part-time to having about half to a third being contingent. So freelance folks on contract that are assigned to specific accounts for a specific number of hours, but are actually not employees of the agency. They're their own entity. One of the reasons we think this is true, in there was an article published in the Atlantic Monthly last month about what's going on in the media world. And 90%, they state, 90% of the growth in media buying and growth in general are with two companies, Facebook and Amazon.
Wow.
So that would lead to some of those huge fluctuations. And then on a seeker side for job seekers, generally, job seekers now will look at use three different devices before they actually apply for a job opportunity. That's actually through a study by Manpower. Brand reputation is becoming huge for job seekers. So if you're my friend and I hear that you had a bad experience with a particular company, not necessarily even as an employee, maybe just as a consumer, I'm less likely to work for that company.
Okay.
So it's not just firsthand experience, it's secondhand knowledge.
Wow. Sure.
I know.
Yep.
Like that's a huge impact. We're seeing salaries increase, which is good. And there's more competition for creative jobs. So even though the unemployment rate remains low, it's a little more difficult to land that perfect creative job that you think would be really easy because of unemployment being so low. So we want to encourage people to realize that it may not be them. It could just be it's a really highly competitive market. And then personally, we upgraded our home because we'd been looking at apartments and condos, and we thought, we're just going to change our house.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot that's definitely happened. Yeah. The next steps I haven't heard about. That totally makes sense. I mean, I've heard you consult and advise numerous individuals over the years just in passing, and you've guest lectured in a number of my classes at UW-Milwaukee and are offering fantastic insights to the students, and I'm sure you've had students reach out to you post-conversation.
Oh, yeah, and we are reachable by phone or email or text or whatever, so you actually get a person.
Yeah, and the fluctuations that you talked about in the agency world, I'm not only seeing it, I'm experiencing it on the number of levels. And it's, you know, there's pros and cons to that. And it's interesting that you talk about the model as far as having that freelance or contract mentality as opposed to just kind of building that strong in-house team, because we've slightly migrated to that approach as well, which I was really hesitant to do. But at the end of the day, you can still control the creative, you can still control the outcome and the quality of the product. So it's actually turning out to be a positive scenario for us when I was leery going in that approach. So, they're calling it the gig economy now, right?
Yes.
Pay per gig, basically.
Yes.
But fun on the housing standpoint, that's really exciting to share. All right, so let's dive a little bit deeper into your business. I know a little bit in that bio that I introduced you with, but who is it that you primarily work with? Who is your target customer?
We actually have to feed the pipeline. So one avenue for our target customer are folks that are seekers or not seekers, but potentially great employees or talent. Where we generate our money from is from clients posting jobs and ads on our site. So that client, we have about 40% of our business is agency, 50% is corporate, and 10% is nonprofit and government. And I define that a little differently because although, for example, the University of Wisconsin is one of our largest clients, and they are nonprofit, but they have more of a corporate sort of feel and
sure.
size and all of that. So we lump them in with the corporate. Yeah, so we have about 4,000 clients, and we've posted well over 10,000 jobs in our history. So
that's
the makeup of our
client base. Yeah. So what's the value add that they get by working with you and Big Shoes Network?
We are very customer service and high touch. That's our culture. We love helping. We will bend over backwards for you. What differentiates us from what people think of our competition, which would be the big job boards out there like Indeed or Monster or something like that, is if you purchase a posting, if you post on their site, because actually you're not purchasing a posting, you're purchasing clicks, you'll get 100 responses. 50 will be from China and India or other places. 25 will be truck drivers that want to be marketing people. And then the rest will be folks that are spot on. We're more like the guy in the back of the room. So if you remember in class, there was always that one guy and you go, hey, do you know of anybody do you know where I can find some really good sushi? He's going to give you the name of 3 restaurants.
Yeah.
So you get a whole ton here and you have to sift through a lot, or you get very spot on, very focused responses. And local as well.
That makes sense. So how can you be a resource to the audience that's listening, our listeners, and my network and your network?
Oh, my gosh. We really love, like I said, helping people. We get a fair number of clients that will post and we'll circle back to them and say, perhaps you can modify this a bit in order to get a better response.
Nice.
Additionally, when you are utilizing a larger organization, if you want to do some adjusting, tweaking, extending, that's really not an option. But with us, it really is. You know, you can call us and say, hey, can I keep this posted for another week? Or the person we hired just went elsewhere. What do I do?
Sure.
And we'll talk to you about that. Additionally, what's really unknown about what we do is, not only when you post on our site do you get the eyeballs of the people looking at our site. We also send that out to our subscriber base. So we have a golden double opt-in subscriber network of well over 7,000 people. So we'll send it out to them more than once. We'll send it out usually 3 to 4 times. secondly, we'll also share it on our Facebook page, which is, you know, over 2,000 likes. Our Twitter following is 12,000 plus. Our LinkedIn group, rather, is 14,000 plus. And we go out to other LinkedIn groups that are affinity-based. So if you have a marketing job, we'll go to the AMA Milwaukee LinkedIn group and share it there.
Nice, nice.
If it's an entry-level position, we'll go to the various universities and post it on their Handshake page within that affinity group, within that particular marketing major. So a lot of times we're doing some of the legwork that perhaps you don't have the bandwidth to do or that you don't have the time to do. So we really do try and get the word out on your positions.
Well, and obviously you have quite the extensive reach too, it sounds like, which is fantastic. And it's not just your reach, it's the expanded reach of all these affinity groups that you're a part of. So that's fantastic that you do that.
Yeah, and we're very regional. Mm-hmm. So when I say our LinkedIn group is 14,000 people, we manage it really tightly. We're kind of stingy. So you got to be in the industry and you got to be in this marketplace.
Absolutely. So Martha, in our initial interview, you had said that you'd like to connect with Denzel Washington or Bill Gates. Can you catch us up to speed on the progress you've made on connecting with these individuals?
I've connected with Denzel in my dreams.
All right.
And I have not yet connected with Bill Gates. I'm working my way up the ladder.
You are? Good.
I just had a conversation with Michael Mone, UWM's chancellor, and the CEO of Microsoft now is a UWM grad. I mentioned that last time.
Yep.
And I would really love to connect with very big, important people. But one of the things that differentiates my business, but also my personality, is I believe so strongly in the power of one and the importance of the individual voice that I'd rather meet with someone on a lesser scale or locally or that I can help. So if Bill Gates ever reached out to me in a New York minute, I'd help him. But there are a lot of Bill Gates out there that are right here in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Good. So paying it forward is definitely an overarching theme that we hear and often see in the business world. Can you share a recent pay it forward experience that you've had, either received or given?
Oh, this is a pay it forward. You made my day. Encore.
Fun.
Yay. We receive so much of that word of mouth, kind gifts from people. We do pay it forward, but I grew up in a family that was, when you do something good, you don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, sort of. So you don't really talk about it. But to answer the actual question, this last week, I was in a really large store where I buy all of my toilet paper and stuff like that. And I was in line, and it was a long line, and I literally had to wait an hour to check out.
Oh, wow.
The person in front of me had two carts full of stuff, and it took a long time, et cetera. The person behind me didn't have a lot of things, and the line continued to extend, and one of the customer service people came to each line and said, "Hey, I can help you check out." And so this woman got out of line. And then as they were walking away, she said, "But you have to have a credit card. You can only pay with credit card." And I've seen that more and more, and I get it. It's fast.
Yep.
It's reliable. But this woman didn't have a credit card, and a lot of people don't. Or they opt not to use it for various reasons.
Sure.
So she got back in line into the line next to mine. Got to the front of the line, and the woman said it was for credit card only.
Oh, no.
We're talking an hour later. So she got in line behind me, and I could hardly talk. I was so upset. She was fine with it. I'm like, this is not fair. So she and I struck up a conversation and had, you know, it was great. And then as I was leaving, I'm like, no. So I went back and I swiped my card and I was like, this is for her and whatever she's buying. And the woman was like, oh, and I was like, thank you. And it just, you know, when you pay it forward, it makes your day.
Absolutely. You feel good.
Yes. It took that frustration, that near starting to cry experience mm-hmm. and turn it into something really positive.
Yeah, I think it's a powerful message, and kudos to you for taking the initiative and not only making your day, but you made someone else's day too, I'm sure.
Yeah. The cashier was like, "You again?" Because he kept circling back.
Oh, that's a great story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Mm-hmm. So I am part of a number of groups on social media, as you would imagine. Mm-hmm. And everyone loves sharing a good tip or tool or resource that helps them save time or make their lives easier. Do you have any tips or resources to share with our listeners?
I do. Again, this is going to sound self-serving, but it really isn't. Because we're about helping people, yes, we need to make money in order to stay in business, but we provide a ton of resources. Okay. And there are two on our site that are invaluable to me when it comes to making connections and networking, but also when it comes to professional development. One of those is we have a business directory. So if a client comes to us and says, "Hey, I need a website built. I don't want to hire an employee necessarily to do that. It's just a project, or it's a, you know, a 1-year thing." I'll send them to our business directory and say, "Go look on the web developer site," mm-hmm. and Keystone Click is in there. Mm-hmm. So my hope would be that they would find you. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost that client anything to look at that business directory.
Yeah.
If they need a copywriter, we have freelancers, et cetera. Just a whole bevy of options there. The second free resource is we have a resources page. Mm-hmm. When I'm going to be up in Appleton, I'm going to check our resources page, because on that are all the professional associations relative to our industry, and they're grouped by state and then by category. So if I'm going to Appleton, I'm going to go and look for the American Marketing Association in Northeast Wisconsin, the AdFed in Northeast Wisconsin. If I've got appointments, I want to load them up and connect with people that way. Mm-hmm. Additionally, they offer some amazing professional development. So I've learned about SEO. I've learned about content marketing. I'll go to Northwoods Web Solutions and hear. Actually, I have a free webinar with them tomorrow on the California equivalent of GDPR. Mm-hmm. So the nice. Privacy rights. So yep. Use that resource directory to grow your own skill base, to get connected with other professionals. And then the very last section of it is recruiters and content specialists about our industry. Mm-hmm. So I use that all the time. So that's one thing. That's a lot longer than you want. But a second one is a friend of mine, her son just started a new website app. Mm-hmm. It's called Helium.
Okay.
I'm a book nut. I'm also really frugal. So I love going to the library and checking out books, but I don't always have time. Mm-hmm. Helium was just touted by Milwaukee Magazine's editor as one of the best new finds.
Okay.
Because you go in, you sign up, you type in the titles of books that you're interested in, or they'll recommend some, and they'll deliver them to your door.
Oh, that's cool.
For free. Now, the onus is on you to return them, because if you do late fees, then, you know, you have to sign up with your credit card, so that'll get dinged. And for every time you use them, they'll donate to the Milwaukee, or to the public library system.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's really cool.
It is. It's just it's really exciting. And there's another app that's coming out in November. Again, another son of a friend of mine. It's called Blink. Which is really indicative of Gen Z.
Okay.
In that you use the app. Let's say I go to a city and I'm there for a sporting event and, you know, as a participant. I don't want to hang out with my team the whole time, but I just know there's some people that I know that are in this city.
Sure.
If I'm connected with them with Blink, I can just say, "Let's go on a bike ride." Mm-hmm. Or, "Hey, would you walk me through the city?" Or,
yeah.
So it's about finding people through mobile, but setting mobile aside for the value of that face-to-face link.
Cool.
Yeah. That's started really by neat. Will Bott.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
I know. And I want to do that kind of stuff.
That's coming out in November, you said?
Yeah. Nice. But you can sign up now.
Okay, mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. We'll include links to that information for sure in the show notes.
Oh, good.
All of these components. All right, so here's kind of a deep question, mm-hmm. I'm thinking. If we could remove all barriers and constraints, what project would you do or take on, personally or professionally?
Less project-y, but could be applied to that. I'd really like to learn Spanish.
Okay. Cool.
I would love to, just for the fun of it, I love the language. But secondly, I'd like to be useful in underserved markets. Okay. I've always wanted to volunteer for example, Red Cross disaster relief.
Okay.
Because I'm super good at organizing. But I just don't think it would have much value unless I spoke a different language.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. I can see how that would be a factor.
Yeah.
Well, those are really, really interesting
What would you
components.
Do?
Oh, my goodness. You're going to throw this back at me. That's a really good question. I haven't prepared that. I don't know, honestly. I think one of the big things that's on my to-do list that continues to get pushed off is to write a book, and I think that's a huge undertaking. So I think right now if there was no hurdles in my way, that would be something that I'd probably invest a lot of time in mapping out an amazing book.
Do you have a subject matter?
I do. Actually, I keep telling myself and others that I've got 5 books in my head. The first one will be on networking.
Yes.
Because that's the name of the game today, right? It's all about networking. That's what the show's about. Mm-hmm. And I've interviewed over 150 individuals on their networking experiences. I think I've learned a ton, and there's a lot to share. And if I can compile all these data points, there's an amazing story to tell there.
Yes. So the other question you asked is, do you have a tip or a tool? I mean, you give me lots of questions, but what's a tip or tool?
A tip or, oh my gosh, there's so many of them. A tip I would say is to invest time in planning. And just in general, I think regardless of what you're doing, if you're a student, a business professional, a mom that's just taking care of kids, if you invest the time in planning your day, your week, your month, your meals, your activities, your exercise, you're going to get it done. And if you're just trying to wing it, it's just not going to get done. I think it's a critical life tip or advice.
Yeah.
A tool, my goodness, there's so many of them out there nowadays, and it's just so fun learning about new tools and resources online. We're using a website called lumen5.com right now to make really quick videos for social media purposes. It's got a lot of stock video footage that you can pull from, or you can upload your own video and audio. And really easy, you can create a nice polished video in about 5 minutes, which is fascinating.
Wow.
And, you know, we all know that video gets a lot more engagement than pretty much any other content that's published online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you might see one of those videos for this episode as a teaser to this episode.
Most compelling video you've seen recently.
Oh, my
Not necessarily
gosh.
A movie, but like a video like, online or a commercial or whatever.
Let's see. Goodness. Something that's going to stick out. The ones that always catch my attention are really emotional. And there's like a story, you know, and you end up. I end up crying, you know, when you're watching them, with whether it's the soldier coming home to see his kids, you know. I mean, those are always tearjerkers and are definitely connecting on a really deep emotional level. And I find that I'm engaged and I watch the whole video from start to finish.
Yes. Oh, to that end, you asked what had changed. So we started by asking, what's changed since
Sure.
I have a son in the military, and he was just, I think he was in Afghanistan, or just heading to Afghanistan at the onset of the last podcast. So he went to Afghanistan, and he was coming back. He was due to come back in July. And I was so excited, you know, every week, because you're just thinking, okay, he's got 3 weeks left. This is the week that something horrible is going to happen. That's terrible to say.
Yeah.
That's what you think. Meanwhile, we'd been renovating our house, and one piece of the house renovation was my husband bought a new grill. And he said something bad happened. And I'm like, oh, crap, what? Well, they got the grill in at the hardware store, but they put it together, which means they can't deliver it. They can only deliver it unassembled to a home address. Oh. So I have to go get it. And we have a mini, so there's no way we could buy it or get it. So I called your brother, and he's going to help me go get it. My brother has a van. So your brother's going to come pick me up, and then we're going to go get it. And I'm like, that makes no sense at all. Why don't you just drive out to my brother's house, which is West Milwaukee, get the van, go get this thing, bring it back, and drop my brother off and, you know, get the car. No, he doesn't want to do it that way. He wants to do the van. So all that ensues, comes home with the grill, comes in the house kind of downcast, and he said, you're not going to like this. I went to go buy the gas for the grill while the guy was loading the grill in the car. I didn't even check. And I'm like, you have to check this stuff. When you get an appliance, you have to check it because it gets broken or they'll give you the wrong one. And I was really getting worked up. And he said, well, just come look. So I go out and he opens up the van. And out comes my son 3 weeks early from Afghanistan. And my husband's filming it with his phone because he watches those all the time. And I just dropped to the ground. Like, they thought I fainted. So he drops the phone.
Oh, no.
So we got a lot of great footage of the cement.
Oh, no.
But my son got back early.
Oh, that's a fun story.
Yeah. It was so wonderful.
Yeah. Those surprises are fantastic. All right. I know you shared this information last time we chatted, but if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way they can reach you?
You can call us. Wow, is that weird. And you'll get a person, 414-962-4222. That's Big Shoes phone line, the bat line. You can contact me, Martha, at bigshoesnetwork.com or Jeff at bigshoesnetwork.com.
Cool.
But if you're just looking for jobs or, you know, you want to see what's the latest and greatest, sign up for our email.
Yeah.
Also on our website. Because then twice a week you'll get the aggregate of the latest jobs that have been posted.
Yeah.
And they only stay on our site for 45 days. So it's like they're there, they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, we'll include all of those information pieces, including the things that you shared under the good tips and tools question on the show notes. Thank you so much for taking the time to come back.
Yay, thank you for having me.
Encore guest. And you brought me cookies. Oh, my goodness.
Firecracker ginger cookies.
Well, this wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Martha for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to see who will be on the show next. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next episode.